Have you ever wondered why some people seem to produce brilliant work effortlessly, while others struggle with writer's block and procrastination? The secret might not be genius or discipline, but rather a systematic approach to capturing and developing ideas. In How to Take Smart Notes, Sanke Ahrens reveals the revolutionary note-taking system that transformed Niklas Luhmann from an ordinary civil servant into one of the most prolific social scientists of the 20th century. This method has gained a cult following among academics, writers, and knowledge workers who find its interconnected, organic approach more natural than the linear, top-down methods typically taught in schools. With endorsements from productivity experts like David Allen and adoption across disciplines from computer science to medicine, the Zettel-Kostin method has emerged as a powerful alternative to conventional note-taking, one that promises not just better writing, but deeper thinking. The blank page has terrified writers for centuries, but what if this fear stems from a fundamental misunderstanding about the writing process? Most writing advice focuses on formal requirements or psychological tricks to overcome writer's block, from setting strict writing schedules to using productivity apps. But these approaches miss something crucial. Writing doesn't begin when you sit down to compose a manuscript. It starts much earlier, with how you take notes and process information. For most students and academics, note-taking is an afterthought. Highlighting passages in books, scribbling margin notes, or creating bullet point summaries before exams. They might fill notebooks with quotes, create elaborate color coding systems, or scatter digital notes across multiple apps and platforms. These fragmented approaches leave us facing the intimidating blank screen when it's time to write, forcing us to rely on memory and willpower to produce coherent work. The result is often procrastination, anxiety, and writing that fails to reach its full potential. The slipbox method, Zettel-Kostin in German, offers a radical alternative. Rather than treating notes as temporary memory aids, it transforms them into a permanent, evolving collection of interconnected ideas that becomes the foundation of all your writing. Each note becomes a building block of future work, carefully crafted and deliberately connected to other ideas. When you sit down to draft a paper or book, you're never truly starting from scratch. You're assembling and refining thoughts you've already developed through a network of interconnected notes. This approach aligns perfectly with how our minds actually work. We don't think in isolated, linear sequences, but through associations and connections. When we remember something, we often recall related ideas, experiences, and contexts simultaneously. The slipbox mirrors this natural process by creating an external thinking system that compensates for our brain's limitations while amplifying its strengths. It serves as a conversation partner, helping us develop ideas over time through multiple iterations and connections. What makes this method so powerful is its simplicity. You don't need expensive software or complicated systems, just a consistent way to capture ideas, connect them meaningfully, and retrieve them when needed. Whether using index cards like Luhmann, the original creator of the method, or modern digital tools, the core principles remain the same. The slipbox grows alongside your thinking, becoming a trusted partner in your intellectual development rather than just an archive of information. It evolves with your understanding, allowing ideas to mature and combine in unexpected ways. By breaking the writing process into small, manageable steps, reading with attention, making thoughtful notes, connecting ideas, and assembling these connections into drafts, the intimidating mountain of writing a paper becomes a series of gentle hills you can climb one at a time. Each note becomes a small investment in your future writing, accumulating value over time. The result isn't just better writing, but deeper learning, clearer thinking, and the genuine joy of intellectual discovery. Writers who adopt this method often find that their biggest challenge shifts from "what should I write?" to "which of these many developed ideas should I write about first?" In the early 1960s, Niklas Luhmann found himself at a crossroads. Working as a civil servant in Germany, he spent his evenings reading widely across disciplines, taking notes on everything from sociology to systems theory. But he struggled with a problem familiar to many knowledge workers: how to organize this growing collection of ideas in a way that would make them useful for future thinking and writing. Conventional approaches, organizing by topic, creating elaborate category systems, or maintaining chronological notebooks, all fell short. Topic-based systems quickly become unwieldy as ideas cross boundaries. Category systems require predicting in advance how you'll want to use information later. And chronological notes bury older ideas under newer ones, regardless of relevance or quality. Luhmann's breakthrough came when he stopped trying to impose order from above and instead allowed organization to emerge organically from the connections between ideas themselves. He began writing each idea on a single slip of paper, giving it a unique identifier, and storing it in a wooden box, his slip box, or a Zettelkasten. Rather than organizing by topic, he focused on creating meaningful links between notes, allowing them to form clusters and sequences based on their relationships. The system worked like an external brain, not just storing information, but actively participating in Luhmann's thinking process. When he encountered a new idea, he would consider how it connected to thoughts already in his slip box. This forced him to process information more deeply and to articulate connections he might otherwise have missed. The slip box became more than the sum of its parts, a network of ideas that could surprise him with forgotten connections or suggest new directions for his research. The results were extraordinary. Despite having no formal training in sociology, Luhmann secured a professorship at Bielefeld University and announced an ambitious 30-year project to develop a comprehensive theory of society, which he completed almost exactly on schedule. Over his career, he published 58 books and hundreds of articles across multiple disciplines, a level of productivity that astonished his colleagues. When asked about his remarkable output, Luhmann consistently credited his slip box. "I, of course, do not think everything by myself. It happens mainly within the slip box." Many dismissed this as false modesty, but Luhmann was being literal. He had created a thinking partner that extended his intellectual capabilities beyond what his brain alone could accomplish. The power of this approach lies in its simplicity and its alignment with how our minds naturally work. We don't think in hierarchical categories or linear sequences, but through associations and connections. The slip box mirrors this process externally, compensating for our brain's limitations while amplifying its strengths. The slip box method isn't just a technique. It's built on four fundamental principles that transform how we approach intellectual work. Understanding these principles helps us see why this system works so effectively when conventional approaches often fail. First, writing is the only thing that matters in academic work. This sounds extreme, but it reflects a crucial insight. Ideas kept private are worthless in academia. Only through writing do thoughts become public knowledge subject to scrutiny and improvement. Everything within university life, reading, lectures, discussions, ultimately aims at publication in some form. Working as if writing is all that matters doesn't mean neglecting other activities, but approaching them differently. Reading becomes more selective and purposeful when done with writing in mind. You understand material more deeply when you must rephrase concepts in your own words. Even if you never formally publish, treating everything as material for writing improves your thinking and intellectual development. Second, simplicity is paramount. Transformative ideas are often deceptively simple. Like the shipping container that revolutionized global trade by standardizing cargo handling, the slip box standardizes information processing. Rather than maintaining scattered notes in various locations that must be mentally tracked, everything follows one format and system. This simplicity becomes more valuable as the system grows because it's designed to surface forgotten ideas when needed, not just store them. Third, nobody ever starts from scratch. the conventional wisdom about writing, decide on a topic, plan research, execute research, then write, fundamentally misunderstands how knowledge develops. Every question emerges from previous understanding. By taking smart notes continuously, we externalize our thinking and let questions emerge organically from our material. Instead of struggling to find topics, we face the pleasant problem of having too many promising directions. Our notes cluster naturally around recurring interests, and when it's time to write, we've already made the decision through countless small choices along the way. Fourth, let the work carry you forward. The key to sustainable productivity is creating virtuous circles where work energizes rather than drains us. A good workflow becomes self-reinforcing. Positive experiences motivate us to continue, which improves our skills, making work more enjoyable. The slipbox creates multiple small feedback loops throughout the writing process. Reading with a pen forces us to test our understanding. Writing permanent notes reveals gaps in our thinking. These built-in mechanisms help us improve daily while simultaneously enriching our slipbox, which grows exponentially more useful as connections multiply. These principles aren't just theoretical, they're embedded in the practical workflow of the slipbox method, transforming abstract ideas about knowledge work into concrete daily practices that compound over time. The slipbox method transforms writing from an intimidating mountain into a series of manageable hills by breaking it into distinct steps, each with its own type of attention. This workflow isn't just about organization, it's about aligning our work process with how our brains naturally function. The process begins with capturing fleeting notes, quick reminders of ideas that occur to you throughout the day. These aren't meant to be permanent or polished, they're just placeholders to ensure thoughts aren't lost. Carry something to write with at all times, a notebook, index cards, or a note-taking app on your phone. The medium doesn't matter as long as you can quickly capture ideas before they evaporate. When reading, make literature notes about content you want to remember or might use in your thinking. Keep these brief, use your own words, and be extremely selective with direct quotes. Store these notes with complete bibliographic details in your reference system. The goal isn't to summarize everything, but to extract what's meaningful for your thinking. The crucial step comes next, transforming these initial notes into permanent notes. Review your fleeting and literature notes daily, asking how they connect to your research interests and existing ideas. For each relevant thought, write exactly one note expressing a single idea in complete sentences. Be precise, clear, and brief, as if writing for someone else. Include full citations and references. These permanent notes aren't summaries, but your own thoughts, questions, and connections inspired by what you've read or thought. Add these permanent notes to your slipbox by filing them behind related notes, adding links to connected ideas, ensuring you can find them through your index or links from other notes, and discarding the original fleeting notes once processed. This isn't filing away information for storage, but actively connecting ideas to develop your thinking. As you continue this practice, topics emerge organically from within the system. Rather than deciding on research topics in advance, follow the trails of notes that accumulate around recurring interests. Read more on these subjects, strengthen arguments, and let momentum guide your focus. When you're ready to write, collect relevant notes, organize them into a logical sequence, identify gaps in your argument, and develop your draft. The final steps, transforming notes into a coherent manuscript, editing, and proofreading, become straightforward because you're working with ideas you've already developed and refined. You're not creating from nothing, but assembling and polishing thoughts that have matured in your slipbox. This workflow separates different types of attention. Capturing requires quick responsiveness, literature notes demand focused reading, permanent notes need analytical thinking, and manuscript development requires structural thinking. By not trying to do everything at once, each task becomes manageable and can receive the appropriate type of attention. Reading effectively isn't just about absorbing information. It's the foundation of writing itself. When we understand that good writing emerges from rewriting drafts, which emerge from rearranging notes already in our slip box, we realize that the most crucial work happens during reading with a pen in hand. Reading with a pen transforms passive consumption into an active dialogue between reader and text. When we extract ideas from their original context and translate them into our own language, we inevitably transform them into something new. This isn't copying, but meaningful engagement that generates fresh insights. The slip box develops alongside our intellectual growth, turning isolated facts into interconnected ideas. While selectivity is crucial for smart note-taking, we must be selective in intelligent ways. Our brains naturally seek confirming information rather than challenging data, creating a confirmation bias that even the best thinkers aren't immune to. The slip box system counteracts this by turning the conventional writing process upside down. Instead of starting with a hypothesis and seeking supporting evidence, we gather relevant information indiscriminately and let patterns emerge organically. Distinguishing relevant from irrelevant information is a skill developed through practice. Writing permanent notes forces us to extract the essence of texts. It's deliberate practice repeated multiple times daily, like a piano's exercises. As we develop pattern recognition, reading becomes increasingly efficient. We build mental models and thinking tools that help us navigate texts and discourses. Richard Feynman measured his understanding by whether he could deliver an introductory lecture on a subject. Similarly, writing permanent notes forces us to articulate ideas clearly for an audience, our future selves, who will soon forget the original context. Writing exposes confusion mercilessly, confronting us with what we don't truly understand. True learning requires deliberate practice, not passive consumption. Research consistently shows that testing ourselves before knowing answers, attempting to retrieve information, and elaborating on material dramatically improves retention compared to rereading. The slip box system creates a natural division of labor. It handles storage of details and references while freeing the mind to focus on understanding and creativity. By approaching reading as an active conversation rather than passive consumption, we not only remember more, but transform information into knowledge that becomes truly our own. The slip box becomes the medium through which this transformation occurs, capturing the insights generated through this dialogue and connecting them to our existing network of ideas. Writing isn't merely recording thoughts, but is the thinking process itself. The brain alone is unreliable. It jumps to conclusions, creates false memories, and sees patterns where none exist. As Richard Feynman insisted to a historian examining his notebooks, "They aren't a record of my thinking process. They are my thinking process." External scaffolding through writing is essential for genuine thinking. When we write permanent notes, we're thinking within the medium of writing and in dialogue with existing notes. Only in written form can arguments be examined with necessary distance. By connecting thoughts within the slip box, we create models that give meaning and continuity to our thinking. Counterintuitively, forgetting facilitates long-term learning. Modern learning science suggests we should distinguish between storage capacity, potentially unlimited, and retrieval capacity, severely limited. The challenge isn't preventing information loss, but maintaining access through connections. Learning isn't about saving information, but building bridges between ideas to circumvent our brain's inhibition mechanisms. What truly facilitates learning is connecting information to as many meaningful contexts as possible, exactly what we do when connecting notes in the slip box. When we understand something, like the relationship between arteries and veins, the knowledge becomes almost impossible to forget. After writing permanent notes, adding them to the slip box involves four key steps: placing the note in a meaningful location, adding links connecting to and from other notes, ensuring the note can be found through the index, and building a network of interconnected ideas. The connections between notes are more important than index references. The Slipbox isn't merely an archive, but a thinking system that can surprise us with forgotten ideas and trigger new ones. Most notes will be found through other notes, so the index only needs to provide entry points. In digital Zettelkasten systems, linking requires serious thought. Making these connections isn't mere maintenance, but a crucial part of thinking. Working with physical notes helps us avoid imagining connections that don't exist, as we can see in black and white whether something makes sense. As we build this external structure, it shapes our thinking, helping us think more systematically with ideas rooted in a network of facts and references. Using the Slipbox long enough leads to a humbling discovery. Your great new idea is often already there, sometimes not even yours originally. This confrontation with old notes helps detect subtle but crucial differences between seemingly identical ideas and discover contradictions that can catalyze new insights. Despite popular stories of scientific breakthroughs coming in sudden flashes of insight, these moments are actually preceded by long periods of intense preparation. Meaningful innovation requires deep familiarity with problems and tools, developing what Ludwig Fleck calls an intuitive feel for the material. The Slipbox functions as an experimental space where ideas can freely mingle and give birth to new ones. Having physical notes to compare makes it easier to spot differences between seemingly similar concepts or connections between apparently different ideas. To play with ideas effectively, we must first liberate them from their original context through abstraction, precisely what we do when taking literature notes and translating them into the Slipbox system. Contrary to popular belief, creativity thrives under constraints. The Slipbox's standardized format, limiting notes to a single idea in plain text, forces precision and clarity while freeing mental resources for actual thinking rather than organizational decisions. By treating digital notes as if space were limited, we're compelled to distill ideas to their essence. Since writing is merely revising drafts built from connected notes, finding topics becomes effortless. Simply look for clusters in your Slipbox that have naturally formed through your ongoing interest. These clusters provide ready material to work with. You can spread these notes out, outline arguments, and construct a preliminary structure that reveals gaps needing to be filled. Despite its modern reputation, brainstorming reflects an outdated fixation on the brain's internal resources. The Slipbox method eliminates the need for brainstorming entirely. Every reading and note-taking decision has already answered what's worth writing about. The connections between notes create visible idea clusters ready for development into manuscripts. Developing topics from existing material offers a significant advantage. Our ideas aren't abstract concepts, but are already embedded in content-rich contexts with usable material. The more familiar we become with existing ideas, the more open we become to new ones, contrary to intuition. Intimate familiarity enables playfulness and modification without merely repeating old ideas. The final stages of writing require bringing thoughts into linear order. Structure should remain flexible. It's about determining what doesn't belong in particular sections rather than permanently fixing content placement. Working on multiple manuscripts simultaneously leverages the Slipbox's full strength, creating an efficient system where byproducts of one project become resources for others. Our intentions poorly predict our long-term behavior. We typically revert to established patterns regardless of our goals. The key isn't breaking old habits through willpower, but strategically building new ones. Start by developing the routine of taking notes while reading, which naturally evolves into connecting these notes in the Slipbox. Once this becomes habitual, what once required effort becomes intuitive. Students consistently underestimate how long writing will take. Research shows most can't complete papers within timeframes they were 99% certain would suffice. The solution isn't better outcome planning, but focusing on actual work steps. Breaking writing a paper into small, manageable tasks provides regular feedback and realistic goal setting. Motivation and a sense of control are crucial indicators of successful learning. Students often fail when they can't connect material to personal goals or lack autonomy in their studies. The slipbox system mitigates the risk of losing interest by allowing course changes whenever necessary. By constantly asking, "What is interesting about this?" we not only select information according to current interests, but develop new ones along the way. For the difficult editing decisions, like cutting beloved passages, create a separate document for deleted content, with the pretense of possibly using it later, a psychological trick that makes killing your darlings easier. Remember that first drafts are only first drafts. Slavoj Žižek tricks himself into writing by pretending he's just jotting down ideas for himself, only to discover he's produced a draft needing mere revision. While modern implementations typically use software rather than Lumen's physical numbering system, the crucial principle remains: continue existing dialogues by adding to note sequences rather than collecting isolated snippets. When using software, maintain clear distinctions between different note types and build your critical mass of ideas within the network of permanent notes. The system should remain flexible. Use overview pages as needed, but treat these as ideas themselves, open to change. Keep your approach light, experimental, and playful. As Lumen humorously noted in his final slip about the Zettelkasten, "In the Zettelkasten is a slip of paper containing the argument that refutes the claims on all the other slips of paper. But this note disappears as soon as you open the box." The slipbox method works. Many successful writers use some version of it. It reveals unexpected connections and works not just for efficient writing, but also for serious long-term learning. Despite its effectiveness, the method faces resistance because it contradicts traditional compartmentalized education approaches. The good news, the slipbox method is simple. Read with a pen, take smart notes, make connections. Ideas and writing will develop naturally from there.